This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 703, entitled, As a Man, You Don't Have to Be Single, Just Change the Gender Norms. Description. This flyer states that increasingly the gender liberation movements are on the wrong side of history as the birth rate continues to crash. A smarter alternative is to teach society about masculist ideas so that it becomes bi-conscious, so that women become a lot nicer for men to be with, so that men can benefit from women's companionship and intimacy without women being misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, which is what most monoconscious feminists are today, and hence are rejected by 2/3 of young US men, which is the major cause of the crash in the birth rate, which cannot continue or we wipe ourselves out. It's in government's self-interest to promote the spread of masculism so that society becomes bi-conscious and men become more willing to be fathers again. The flyer itself. As a man, you don't have to be single, just change the gender norms. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. I'm feeling increasingly that gender liberation movements are on the wrong side of history. Thanks to monoconscious feminism, with its awful misandry and genocentrism, 2/3 of young men in the US today don't even date young women, claiming that these young women are undateable due to being, quote, too poisoned by feminism. These 2/3 of young men are voting with their feet and are choosing to be single, rather than attempting to socialise with women they find to be, quote, misandrous, male-dumping, feminazi cunts who deserve to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths. But there's an alternative strategy for these men so that they don't have to lead single lives and not benefit from the positive aspects of relationships with women, particularly from the companionship and intimacy that is possible from women. But in order for men to get that, some fundamental social and ideological changes in society have to be made. And that is where masculism comes in. Feminism is a very powerful ideology that has changed the way that millions of women see the world, having been educated by feminist intellectuals with their thousands of books over the past 6 decades that express the idea that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors. This feminist monoconsciousness makes women rather feminazi bitchy, since it makes them angry at men for the ways that men oppress women. Since nearly all feminists are monoconscious, that is by definition, know nothing about masculist ideas, having only heard feminist ideas all their lives, then it is to be expected that they are suspicious of men, dislike men, and for many women, hate men, for the gender crimes that men commit against women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. As a result of this feminist monoconsciousness, the quality of relationships between the sexes now has never been so low, with millions of women preferring to avoid men due to men's misogyny, and millions of young men refusing to date women since they don't want relationships with women who see men as misogynistic oppressors. The net effect of all the above is that the birth rate is crashing, with the worst example being in South Korea, where the birth rate is as low as 0.7 children per woman, which is a third of the replacement rate. So with each South Korean generation only reproducing a third of its current generation's size, then doing the math, South Korea will no longer be with us within a mere few generations, because the South Korean population will have wiped itself out. So obviously things have to change, but how? This fire addresses itself partly to this question and partly to men's self-interest by creating a bi-conscious society, by teaching women, and more men, about masculine ideas so that women become bi-conscious by definition and hence become a lot nicer for men to be with compared to a monoconscious, male-dumping, feminazi cunt who is such a pain in the ass for a man to be with that most men avoid such women like the plague, forcing them to rot on the shelf, living miserable, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless lives with their cats and their anti-depression drugs. This flyer states that all that is unnecessary, as there is a better lifestyle for men that is achievable if society can be bi-conscious, so that women lose their monoconscious bitchiness towards men that monoconscious feminism teaches women. Personally, I feel that men who choose to live the single life, avoiding women totally, certainly not having relationships with them, not even pumping and dumping them, miss out on something that can be truly beneficial to men if only women can be persuaded to be nice to men and give men female companionship and intimacy that can make a man's life a lot happier, and for women too. So what needs to be done to cause millions of women to become a lot more bi-conscious so that they lose their feminazi monoconsciousness against men? The answer is that men, millions of men, need to be persuaded by masculists to learn masculist ideas so that these men can use masculist arguments to not only answer back to the misandrous claims of the monoconscious feminists, but to crush them, to scare them, that if they remain monoconscious, then they are really going to suffer when nearly everyone will turn against them. That is, men, masculisted men, female masculists, and in time, nearly everyone in society, as bi-consciousness becomes a socially accepted norm, taken as the default gender political norm, so that those people who remain monoconscious are seen increasingly to be close-minded, ignorant, gender political bigots, and then spat at and totally rejected. Men need to be taught by masculists that a bi-conscious feminist loses her monoconscious feminazi bitchiness at men because she has had her anger at men for the gender crimes that men commit against women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., cancelled by her female masculist anger at women for the gender crimes that women commit against men, which are horrible and last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. Thus, men need to become masculisted, that is, to learn the main ideas of masculism. For example, in brackets, in a nutshell, that the core idea of masculism is that it is a rebellion by men against being man's slaves to women, working for women for decades of their lives. Masculists claim that it was men who liberated women from the household drudgery of a century or more ago by giving women male-invented, science-based medicine, so that today women have a life expectancy of 85 years. It was men who gave women the contraceptive pill, household gadgets, higher education. So even those women who stay at home when their two kids are small, raising them, still have a career window of half a century. So masculists, who are abolitionists, are standing up, pointing the finger at women, saying, quote, "Now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is man's slavery, and man's slavery will get you killed slowly by being forced to rot on the shelf by men, refusing to have anything to do with you, so that you die a slow, miserable death, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, utterly rejected by men, both socially and sexually." Masculists want the men faring of the gender laws, so push for the creation of GECs, G-E-C's, that's Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments, that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is far from being the case today. The male half of these geeks will then push for the men faring of the gender laws by pushing for the fipping of women. In brackets, FIP equals F-I-P equals financially independent person. So that women are not fluffies, brackets equals traditional woman who expects to manslave a man for decades of his life by not bothering to fip up, by not getting a career competent education, to become a FIP as an adult, and share equally with men the burden of earning the living, semicolon, by men faring the divorce courts, basing them on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, assuming that all women are FIPs so that alimony can be thrown out, along with one parent custody of the kids, with the halving of wealth and stuff, etc. In today's world, one father in four is butchered in the feminist-controlled divorce courts. The masculine half of these geeks will legislate the para, that's paternity rejection right, so that men are given the same legislative right as women, who already have the mara, maternity rejection right, aka abortion right, to reject an unwanted child who could ruin their lives. They will also legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births to block women's awful, callous gender crime of paternity fraud, who go to jail for 15 years if they commit this horrible gender crime. Masculine theorists see clearly that so many of men's gender issues would be solved by the creation of a FIP society, that is, by the fipping of women, by consciousing of society, by teaching everyone masculine ideas, so that everyone is very familiar with the idea that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that women oppress men worse, since many of women's gender crimes against men are worse, thus causing bi-conscious masculists to see monoconscious feminists who lash out publicly against men for the gender crimes that men commit against women as utter hypocrites and bigots, rousing strong anger and hatred in bi-conscious masculists who then bite the fucking heads off monoconscious feminists when they come across them. When there are millions of masculists, when nearly all men have had their masculine consciousnesses raised by being taught masculine ideas, then life will become intolerable for monoconscious feminists, since they will be harangued from all sides, certainly by men, masculisted men, and increasingly from female masculists. Since women are real herd animals, who follow female norms more readily if they are preached by women rather than by men, then monoconscious feminists will convert themselves in their millions by the sheer strength of the female social pressure against them. Being regularly spat at and verbally violently and ideologically hated by men, masculisted men, will also not be pleasant. So in time, nearly all women will convert themselves to bi-consciousness and hence become a lot nicer for men to be with, since such women will have lost their monoconscious feminazi bitchiness towards men. With nearly all women becoming bi-conscious, plus the men faring of the gender laws, then men will be a lot more inclined to have relationships with women again, benefiting from women's companionship and intimacy, which are major pluses for men who already benefit from them, who see that those two-thirds of young men in the US who reject dating women do not benefit from. Those masculisted, bi-conscious men who do have relationships with women are able to do so if their female partners are bi-conscious and sympathise with masculine ideas for the same kind of reasons as male feminists sympathise with feminist ideas, that is, out of reasons of simple fairness. It's grossly unfair, for example, that women have the legislated mara, but men do not have the para. The fact that one father in four is butchered in today's feminist-controlled divorce courts because not all women are yet FIPs is manslavery, which is hated by the masculists, who are abolitionists, who aim to see manslavery wiped out by forcing women to FIP up or to die slowly, rotting on the shelf by men totally ignoring them. So the bottom line of this flyer is that men do not need to lead single lives and hence miss out on the considerable benefits of women's companionship and intimacy. All that needs to be done to make women worth dating and being with again is their bi-consciousing, by changing the gender norms, as stated in the title of this flyer, by pushing society, that is both sexes, to learn masculist ideas so that everyone becomes bi-conscious, aware that gender oppression is a two-way street and that women oppress men far worse with their awful, decades-lasting gender crimes against men. When most of society is bi-conscious, life for monoconscious feminists will become intolerable due to being spat at from all sides by people who expect everyone to be bi-conscious, who see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites and bigots who deserve to be left rotting on the shelf, manless and miserable. So to those men reading or watching this flyer, if you want to benefit from what women can give you, that is their companionship and intimacy, then teach them masculism, make them bi-conscious, make them become a lot nicer for men to be with, make them vote with men for the men fairing of the gender laws so that men are prepared to have relationships with women again, to be fathers again, so that children can be born, so that we don't wipe ourselves out due to the catastrophic collapse in the birth rate that is going on now. In time, governments will employ increasingly drastic and draconian measures to force both sexes to have kids again, since societal survival has higher priority than the rights of the individual. Governments need to know that the bi-consciousing of women will cause more babies to be born. So Maskus argued that it is very much in government's self-interests to learn Maskus ideas, so that governments can foster the spread of masculism to generate a general bi-